How are you?
Oh, doing fine, Patrick. Let me turn this radio down here. It's playing, blaring in the background. Oh, we just been over to Spartanburg and Sam's and Costco's and come back by the bank. And I told them I just won the publisher's clearinghouse and wanted to deposit a few million, and she didn't seem to believe me.
Tom?
Well, I, you know, Patrick, I just wonder if anybody ever does really win that. It would surprise me. We never sent any of that crapola in.
I don't mess with none of that stuff.
A nephew went out when my wife's sister passed away out in Kansas, and she'd been by herself quite a while out on the farm, and she thought the more you bought, and that was the same way my mother thought as she got older, the more things you bought, the greater your chances were of winning that, and that's not true. You don't even have to enter anything to win those contests.
You enter something to do it, then that's against the law because it's not free.
Anyway, she was buying an enormous amount of things every month, and she'd tell us, well, when I win that, I'm going to share that with you. Which, I can't feature that, but she never did anything else. But at any rate, it was sad. And Mom was there at the table one day back in Kansas, and she actually cried. Well, you know, I bought magazines from them and that, and I thought I'd win.
Got such a small chance of winning that it ain't even worth wasting your breath on. I can't believe they waste all the paper they do for to print it.
Well, ain't that the truth? I bet you 60 or 70% of our mail we get every day is junk, and there's no way to stop it that I know of. So it just goes in file 13, as our teachers used to say, Patrick. Well, we're headed down to Leal's at the other end of town because Bernice bought some the other day, and they were half what they are at Lowe's. And I'm fairly certain they won't be there now, but we're braving the traffic to go down there. I'm telling you, this traffic's getting worse every day. When we were at Sam's, that Sam's gas station there was just backed up incredibly.
Don't mean anything about it. I fight it out here every day.
Well, 99 times out of 100, we go to Walmart's down here in Taylor's because we like that Aldi store better than the one in Greer. And I don't know the difference, but Bernice seems to. And the manager down here is quite good. So we go down there, and Walmart's just across the street. So I turn Bernice in there at Aldi's to go shopping, and I go across the street, and Taylor's at Walmart's the cheapest gas around here.
You going to that Lidl they opened up over on North Pleasantburg?
Nope, that's another place I avoid is Pleasantburg Drive. No, we just go to that one on Wade Hampton. Just a little ways past Walmart on the right side, probably a mile up the road.
Lidl's pretty easy to get into. It's not down on Pleasantburg where all the traffic's at. It's up toward Cherrydale in that area, on that end of Pleasantburg.
Well, it would be, yeah, I think we've seen that, haven't we, Bruce? But, it's a new one, you say?
It's been open about a year now, but I watched it go up.
I was thinking of the Aldi store on the right side there as you're going towards the Golden Corral up in that area. I don't understand the traffic there at Sam's. It was 232. Heck, you can buy it for that down here at, wasn't that what it was, Bernie? And you can buy that at Walmart's here in Taylor's for that. Well, we either stop at Sam's if there's an opening, or we stop at Costco's. Ironically, every lane was filled, and when we pulled out to leave, there was one open. The big tanker truck was there, and I guess people didn't figure they could go in there by yet. And so we didn't got gas there, about a half a tank. I keep this pretty well filled up in case we'd have to go someplace.
Plus, I'm driving. I keep it a half a tank or better. I'm moving around so much, I just don't let it get below that.
Better for it, too, as far as condensation and all that stuff goes. But White Hampton is extremely busy. Of course, it's noon hour right now. But we're down here towards St. Mark's Avenue, I think it is, by the post office. Is that Taylor's? Pretty close to Taylor's on White Hampton. Well, you selling lots of tools today?
Oh, it's been really quiet today. I don't know what's going on today. I'm almost done, and I usually don't finish up to around 3 o'clock.
But it is Monday, so maybe that's...
Car show this weekend over in Pigeon Forge, and a lot of them went over there and spent a little too much, let's put it that way.
Sure, mobile. Well, you know, I heard you and somebody else talking about that, and somebody was going to... this time I think they didn't take a car with them up there. I'm not sure. But I heard the conversation. But I've only been up there one time with the kids, and this is a long time ago. And we go up to the casino once or twice a year. And an enjoyable ride there, but I'm not crazy about the mountain roads, Patrick. You get to be my age, and they're a little trying. I mean, I can do it, but I'm not wild about it.
I understand that, but I was born and raised in the mountains, so that's just second nature to me, just drive on. I don't pay it any attention. And that was Steve I was talking to yesterday afternoon on my way back.
From CenterLTR. Oh, there's a brave person. He's trying to walk across Wade Hampton in this traffic. Boy, they kill him out there on that... I was trying to think of that road over the other side of the VA out there. White Horse. People get killed out there all the time walking across the road.
Over on White Horse, that's some of my area, too. And I got shops that want me to park in the road in the center lane, the merge lane or turn lane. And walk in, and I'm like, nope, you can either make a spot for me to get in your parking lot, or I'm driving on by. I'm not stopping.
Boy, I'll tell you that that's a safe way to do things. Oh, here's a guy out here on a bicycle on Wade Hampton. Duh. shoot. Well, we got a trunk load of groceries back there. I don't know. I think we'll have to stop at Aldi's though on the way back, won't we, Bernice?
Yeah, I'd like to
get some milk and some necessities, but everything else we got. I think we got a rotisserie chicken for dinner. Well, that's a good buy over there at Costco's or Sam's. $4.99, you get a big old roasted chicken. And they are good. Just add a little mashed potatoes and gravy and some corn or something with it, and you got a meal.
I'm with you on that. Every time we go into Sam's, I pick up one of those. I eat on it for a couple days.
That's two, and then she makes chicken and noodles or chicken and dumplings. And ooh, that chicken and dumplings is good. We give the neighbors the leftovers the other day, and I'm telling you, those dumplings must be 3 inches in diameter.
Doing with her eyes?
I'm doing just fine.
Hear that?
They're starting to clear up now. I think her brain might be a little foggy yet because she's not minding me right.
Because I'm having to put up with you.
Fun. You're supposed to be on my side. You're supposed to be a male chauvinist pig like me, Patrick.
Or not, you get tagged that way no matter what you are.
Well, Patrick, I better get out of here because I got to figure a way to get in that other lane there. And there's just too many cars today, and I'm going into this low area over here near Pleasantburg. So you have a fine day and a safe day, and I hope you sell lots of tools that are down the line. And it's in zero TR, clear with your final.
Needs to be careful out there, and I'll say 732 UKO4 HKX, clear.